This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. Massachusetts county jails are seeing a spike in coronavirus cases, and inmates say sheriffs are doing little to prevent the spread. At the Essex County Jail, 13 inmates, 3 guards, and 1 contractor have tested positive for the coronavirus, double the number from yesterday. WBUR's Christine Wilmson reports.
Daniel Mahoney says he sleeps in a bunk just a few feet from a half a dozen other men in a dormitory with about 30 others. The 35-year-old Quincy resident says that just a couple days ago, inmates were given cloth masks.
They collected them to wash them, and like, people got masks back that definitely weren't theirs. And then people were like, getting masks back with like blood still on like the strap that goes around the head and like mucus, and they were soaking wet still.
Mahoney spoke to WBUR from a jail phone, while others talked on phones just a few feet from him. Last week, he says jail staff handed inmates a package of goodies.
So he had a cheese Danish. He had 5 single-serve Maxwell Health coffee packets. He had soup. Hey, what else is in that package? Toothpaste, shampoo, a small toothbrush.
But inmates really wanted things like soap and hand sanitizer to keep clean. Elizabeth Matos, the executive director of Prisoners Legal Services, has heard similar complaints from inmates at Essex. She says social distancing at the jail is impossible.
People are still living in dormitory settings in Essex, 40 to 50 people in a room, bunk beds about 4 feet apart. They're still sharing common bathrooms, sinks, toilets, showers, still eating together in congregate settings.
Sheriffs across Massachusetts have been pressured to release inmates who are elderly, nonviolent, or awaiting trial. Last week, the Supreme Judicial Court ruled that some pretrial inmates can have release hearings to try to reduce the spread of the virus. Essex County Sheriff Kevin Coppinger wasn't available to go on tape, but a spokesman says safety is their top priority. They said if prisoners' masks are soiled, they will replace them. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Christine Wilmson.